It's the Moneyline Show. If you have a question concerning your money, retirement, or estate planning, or if you're simply looking for some direction in investment education, stay tuned. You'll find the Moneyline Show most informative and helpful. Now, here's your host for the Moneyline Show, George Dukovich.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich coming to you from the studios at Today's Wish here in Pittsburgh on Saturday, December 15th. Thanks for tuning in to our program. If you're tuning in for the very first time, my name's George Dukovich. I'm a certified financial planner and registered investment advisor with Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James is a member of FINRA and SIPC, and we're here on the weekends to talk about basic investment and financial planning questions that are of concern to you. And we invite you to participate. You can call in with your questions. We won't put you on the air, so you don't have to get nervous about that. But we like to use the questions for future shows. And you could call while we are on the air and up to 1 hour after the program. We talk about basic investment and financial planning subjects that are of concern to you. Some of the subjects today, just to give you a sampling, we're going to talk about year-end charitable giving. Why? It's the 15th, 10 days for Christmas. I guess you can shop for 9.5 of those days, right? They're open Christmas Eve. So you have 9.5 days left to shop. Before the end of the year, 16 days, and a lot can happen in 16 days. So a couple of items that we want to talk about. And again, just a sampling, some year-end charitable giving. Retirees that have to take required minimum distributions by December 31st. Some of you people have your flexible spending accounts. There's enrollment starting for the new year, but don't forget you have money in there from last year. There's a little bit of carryover. The IRS put out a good memo on that, so I'm going to pass that along. I do have some questions about RMDs, and I do have some questions about Social Security. We're going to squeeze those in the program. And, of course, next week, the big week everybody's been talking about. It's like the main event. It's the big Tyson fight coming up, right? It's the Federal Reserve's going to meet next week, and they're going to have a decision about interest rates. Everybody thinks they're going up about 25 basis points. That's going to be Wednesday at 2 o'clock, okay? Wednesday at 2 o'clock, that's going to come out. And then they're going to have people talking about their comments, what they're saying, what's their press release, and everything else that goes with that. So Monday, starting out next week, we have home builder sentiment. There was a pretty good drop in November, so everyone's kind of curious what's going to happen. But, you know, funny thing happened. Interest rates came down a little bit. Even though everyone's talking about interest rates going up, they backed off a little bit. Talked to a couple local bankers who do mortgages. I mean, that's what they're involved in. I said, well, what's going on? He goes, well, it's been kind of slow. It's kind of tougher. You have to work a lot harder to get the same number of new applications in for mortgages. So it's backed off a little bit. And some of it had something to do with the interest rates moving higher. So that'll be out on Monday. Tuesday, building permits, single family building permits, still relatively strong. So we'll see how that comes out. Multifamily, still noisy, what some people are saying, still busy. You can see a lot of apartments being built. Housing starts will be out also on Tuesday, and they think it's going to be, you know, a decent number. It's trending decently. Wednesday, you'll have existing home sales, and they're saying that's about flat. Not much of a change. They're flat. And then mortgage rates have dipped recently, so we'll see what happens. Now, the Feds, that's their meeting Wednesday at 2 o'clock, and so it'll be interesting. Normally, going up to a Fed announcement, the market's not really doing anything. It's sitting there, status, a little bit up, a little bit down. Let's hope not a whole lot of anything. They'll come out with their decision, and everyone's thinking about a quarter of a point. But some people are saying, hey, that's not really factored in. Who knows what might happen? That would be a surprise if they don't increase. But they could also say, okay, we're taking this rate increase. We're going to make it, and then we're going to step back and see what happens. And then that's when Mr. Powell will have his press conference and talk about interest rates and stuff like that. We'll look at more of some of the economic reports coming up next week. So next week's a big week, economic reports. Inflation numbers this week on the producer price index, that was one big one early in the week. We're okay there. I mean, the price of oil's come down, and they use oil in a lot of items, and that's one of the big items in these inflation numbers. So it was moderate. So we'll see next week, though. That's the big week. There are some other reports coming out Thursday and Friday. We'll take a look at those. But again, to our listeners, if you have a question, phone numbers to call, 412-281-3119. The toll-free number, 1-800-400-3119. And don't forget to visit our website at DukovicFinancial.com. Okay, stay tuned. We're going to take a short commercial break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Money Line will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life, as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you? Volunteer or donate now at unitedway.org.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
All right, welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. Again, to our listeners, if you have a financial question, you can call. If you get the voicemail system, it means we're on the line talking to someone. Just leave your name and number. We'll call you back. The phone number is 412-281-3119, toll-free 1-800-400-3119. We'll look at the economic reports coming up later this week as we wrap up the program. Had a number of questions and a number of subjects to get to. One of those subjects is a lot of people that work for companies, they have these flexible spending arrangements, and now it's time to think about gearing up for the new year and take full advantage of the employer's health flexible spending arrangement if you have one at work during 2019. Now, these flexible spending accounts, they provide you a way to use tax-free dollars, and that's the big savings here, folks, tax-free dollars to pay for medical expenses not covered by other health plans. Eligible employees need to decide how much to contribute, and the big thing is you need to do this through payroll. And these are payroll deductions, and you need to decide that before the year begins. Now, many employers are offering their employees the option to sign up for these flexible spending accounts now because participation that begins in 2019, and we're here, we're December 15th, so 2019 is not that far away. So if you're interested and you wish to contribute during the new year, you must make this choice again for 2019, even if you're already going in 18 and you're contributing to the plans. Now, an employee who chooses to participate can contribute up to $2,700 during the 2019 year. And that's a whopping increase of $50 over 2018. So you can put away $50 more. Some people would probably say, hey, one prescription is $50. Now, amounts contributed are not subject to federal income tax, Social Security tax, and Medicare tax. That's the big deal. I mean, not paying any income tax, but you're not paying the FICA taxes on it too. So that you're saving another 7.5% of your taxes there if you think about that. When you contribute to the 401k, you're paying all those other taxes. Here you're not. So that's a nice savings for you on taxes. $2,700 if you have these fixed expenses, these deductibles, put it away. That's it's a nice deductible program. I guess the tough part about it, though, is you have to remember to use it. Here we are, the 15th. If you have money in the account, you better pay some bills with it that are eligible to be paid with this program, because sometimes it's a use it or lose it. And you have to understand the rules here. You have medical expenses not covered by your health plan. That's co-pays, deductibles, variety of medical products and services. Hey, ranging from dental and vision. I mean, if you put on, what do you call it, a crown? I think a crown's like $800, right? So that could drain the account in a hurry. I don't want to tell you to hurry up and run to the dentist during the Christmas season, but if it comes down to $800 and not getting it, you just might have to take one for the team there and get a new crown. Yeah, I hate to think about that. You have eye care, glasses, hearing aids. So if you're interested, employees should check with your employer for details on eligible expenses and the claim procedures. And like I said, under the use or lose provision, participating employees often must incur these expenses by the end of the year or forfeit any unspent amounts. You don't want to do that. But under a special rule, employers may, if they choose, they offer participating employees more time through the entire carryover option or a grace period option. Now, under the carryover options, an employee can carry over up to $500 of unused funds to the following year. And remember I said if the employer's in on this, because now your employer's, the last thing I want is more bookkeeping for everything. So you better check with them. For example, an employee with $500 of unspent money they didn't spend at the end of 2019 would still have funds available to use in 2020. Under the grace period option, an employee who has until 2.5 months after the end of the year plan to incur these expenses. So keep that in mind. So there's some time limits there. Don't wait until the last moment. Now, employers are not required to offer these flexible savings accounts. Accordingly, interested employees should check with their employer to see if they offer a flexible savings account. Now, if you want to learn a little bit about flexible savings account, there's an IRS publication. It's publication 969. That's publication 969. They also talk about health savings accounts and other tax-favored health plans available on the IRS.gov. So check out that publication 969. Learn about that. And I would tell you the other thing to worry about, or not worry about, learn about, is those health savings accounts. They're a good deal, too, if somehow you could qualify for those. They're a really great deal, really super great deal, if you're kind of healthy all the time. I mean, really, it's the idea with the health savings account is to get a lower premium on your health insurance that you pay every month, right? Cut that cost down. At the same time, you're putting money into an account, a health savings account, getting a tax deduction, growing tax-free, coming out tax-free to pay qualified medical expenses. And if you don't use all the money you contribute 1 year, it grows to the second year. It's not like a flexible spending account where it's use or lose. So you kind of keep growing this health savings account. And you're probably saying, well, why the heck do I want to do that? Well, I deal with a lot of retirees. Some of these people will have $40,000, $50,000 in this health savings account. When they retire, can't add any new money, but they're not forced to liquidate it. So now they got all this tax-free money to help pay their medical bills in the future, like medical bills for co-pays, you know, doctor checkups, drugs, you know, devices, whatever. They have this money there coming out tax-free that they were able to save and get the tax deduction along the way. Can't beat that. The health savings account's a pretty neat program, so you want to check into that one also. So remember, look at publication 969 to learn about flexible spending accounts. Also look up health savings accounts on the website irs.gov. We have some more year-end planning coming your way, so stay tuned. You're listening to The Moneyline Show. My name is George Dukovich. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in key man insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. Reminder to our listeners also, you can hear our program here Saturday morning, 7:30. Sunday mornings, if you're listening, it's a tape replay, but you can still call with your questions. That's fine. Last Sunday had a number of questions. Call in, and we'll try to help you out as much as possible. One of those questions that we will get to, and this is also a big item for year-end tax planning, because the IRS is reminding everyone the deadline, December 31st, for most retirees who must make the required minimum distribution from their plan. Question we had, this came from a lady here in Pittsburgh. Her husband passed away, and he did not take his RMD as of yet. Some people say, well, why not? Why didn't he take it? Well, a lot of people are last minute. Here we are, right? The middle of December. I would call this last minute. It happens all the time. The only thing I caution people is I've now have noticed different financial vendors saying that you must have paperwork in now by a certain deadline in the beginning of December, or they can't guarantee it'll get a process. Why? I just think they're overrun by the sheer numbers of people that have to take out required minimum distributions. So you have to have the money out by December 31st. So he didn't take his. He was over 71. You're going to have to take it out. Now, the spouse has special privileges here. She'll have to take the RMD, and then she could put the IRA into her name. Now it's her name all alone. Then she could list her beneficiaries on the IRA account. But now the spouse, depending on what her age, let's say she's 71 too, once the money's in there, she'll have to take a required distribution. Now, if she added that to her IRA, of course, her IRA is going to be bigger. So the check, the amount of money, is going to be roughly the same that the government's going to make you take out. Now, if you're younger and end up with the money in your name and you totally retitle it, you don't have to take a required distribution until you're 70 and a half. So let's say in this case, spouse was 65. Okay. Surviving spouse has 5.5 years to delay if they want. They don't have to take the money out. But if it's been part of your budget, it's going to be very difficult to do that because you've probably been living off this money coming out. So the other nice thing about the required distribution, there is no set way that you have to do it. In other words, you can say, okay, I want it all now. Give me the $10,000 required distribution now. Guess what? In 16, 17 days, we have a new year. You could say on January 2nd, because nobody's working the 1st, on January 2nd, you could say, hey, give me the new required distribution. You see what I mean? You could do both of them in 1 month if you wanted to, but they're in different taxable calendar years. So you could take it right away if you want. Or you could say, gee, you know what, I'd really like to have some organization in my life, a systematic payment plan in my life. I'm getting a Social Security check. I'd like to have another check every month to make my life kind of planned out and organized. You can start right away in January collecting the required minimum distribution if you're over 70. And if you're not over 70, you're over 59. In our case, for example, we're talking 65. Just start a systematic withdrawal in January. Have the taxes withheld, have the money direct deposited right to your account. There you go. It's that easy. Second question we had about RMDs. Gentleman was still working, okay? Still working, over 70 and a half. Does he have to take an RMD from his IRA? He heard he did not have to. Well, the answer is yes, you have to take it from the IRA. Now, if you are at work and you have a 401k, you do not have to. You can still let it defer. But on the IRA assets, yes, you still have to take it. So this individual, 70 and a half this year. He could, if he wanted, push it 16, 17 days into the new year, but he'd have to take it out by the end of March. He has to be out by April 1st, this first distribution. But then what will happen next year also, he'd have to take the distribution required for that year too, so that's a double hit. So in, let's just use our example. Let's say he has to take 10 grand out. That's the required distribution. He takes the 10 this year, pays the tax this year. But if he doesn't take it this year, he'll have to take $10,000 in the first quarter next year and another $10,000 by December 31st next year, 20 grand. Now, you got to watch if that's pushing you into different tax brackets. So that's very, very important. So the answer to the question, and that's my trick question there too. If you have a 401k and you are working and you're not one of the owners or 5% shareholder, if you're just a worker, okay, you don't own the business or have anything to do with it, you do not have to take a required distribution from your 401k if you're working. So you notice the difference there? Somebody has a qualified plan. Somebody doesn't have a qualified plan. Let's just say you have an IRA and you're still working because your company doesn't have a 401k. So you're putting your money in your IRA. That's kind of like the only thing available to you. You're forced to take the money out while somebody working for a bigger company is not forced to take it out. Is that fair or not? I don't think it's fair. Individuals should have the same type of ability, especially if their company doesn't offer a plan. Their IRA should be allowed to match what the 401ks are, which means limits, increase the limits, and give the same benefits. Haven't had anyone float that balloon yet. Try to get Congress to pass that one. I don't know. That might be a toughie there. So hopefully that helps you out on these required minimum distributions. And again, the IRS reminding everyone that you need to take these distributions out by December 31st. And if you wait, you have that one you can do two in 1 year. Now, if you want to find out more about IRAs and distributions, here's the Internal Revenue publication. Are you ready? 590B, 590. Look at publication 590 and 590B if you want to sit there and play with numbers and figure out what you have to take out, okay? That publication 590, it has a lot of good information about IRAs and whatnot in there and retirement plans. Tell you everything you wanted to know, but we're afraid to ask. Okay, we have to take a short commercial break here. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Moneyline Show. My name is George Dukovich. We're going to take a short commercial break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.
We will never fully understand what we've asked of our military service members or their families, asking them to put themselves in harm's way, to endure it all. But we do understand that it's our turn, our duty, to keep them secure for the rest of their lives. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs help our most severely ill or injured veterans live independently, at no cost, for life, so that they might stand at ease. Join us at findwwp.org.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. Again, our reminder, the phone numbers you can use to call with questions here today on the program, 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The toll-free number, 1-800-400-3119. You can use that number up until about an hour after the program. And on Sunday, same thing, about an hour after the program. You can use it during the week. If you have questions or you need some help or some direction, maybe you're having a debate with someone on some good financial questions. We do get some interesting calls about that. And some of the answers we hear are pretty good. I mean, I don't know where these people find this stuff, but they're pretty interesting. So, again, if you go to irs.gov and you have tax questions, they have publications for everything. That, you know, you could read it, and it understand and explain. That's pretty good. I know some of it's difficult, but it is pretty good information to help you out there with. One of the big things I want to talk about, this is year-end. You know, a lot of people have awards, maybe achievement awards, and they're giving gifts or something like that. Well, the IRS is reminding all employers that last year's Tax Act made changes to several programs that can affect an employer's bottom line and its employees' deductions. This includes employee achievement awards. Now, here's some facts about the changes. Under the previous law, employers could deduct the cost of certain employee achievement awards. Deductible awards were excludable from employee income. Well, under the new rule, there is now a prohibition on cash, gift cards, and other non-tangible personal property as employee achievement awards. Special awards allow an employee to exclude certain achievement awards from their wages if the awards are tangible personal property. Now we're getting into the weeds on this stuff, and I'm betting the human resource people aren't up on this. Now, the new law clarifies that tangible personal property doesn't include cash. Who doesn't like an envelope of cash as an award, right? Or a gift certificate, or a cash equivalent, a gift card, gift coupons, certain gift certificates, tickets to the theater or sporting events, vacations, right? Hey, you did a good job, sales. Here's your vacation. Oh, here's your 1099. It goes with that vacation. Lodging, stocks, bonds, securities. I don't know too many. Well, maybe in some companies are giving away stocks, bonds, and other similar items. So there's been some changes there. So like if you are up for a major award, just like the one in Christmas Story, if you win the leg lamp, you better find out if that's taxable to you or not. There's a lot of companies, especially sales organizations, right, that have different types of awards. If their sales are going pretty good, an individual, hey, here's a nice cruise. That's great. In the past, you didn't pay for it. Now you might end up paying for it. Or maybe some other special type of cash bonus or gift cards. Be careful. You might get a tax bill with that. So a lot of stuff has changed. Okay, let's see. Next week, again, the big meeting. Wednesday, the Fed Open Market Committee policy decision about raising interest rates or not. I think he'll probably raise them. That's our wager. And that'll probably say we're going to take a wait-and-see attitude for 2019, and I think the market would be happy with that. Then you have the Thursday, the leading economic indicators. Components were mixed in November, so we'll see how they come out. Friday, you have durable goods orders. Aircraft orders, they've been okay, a little bit soft lately. You have the real GDP, the third estimate, but they're still looking at about a 3.5% in the second estimate. So we'll see how that plays out. Personal income will be out. They're looking that wages have increased again. Nothing wrong with people making a little bit more money. I love this part. Personal income up 0.3%. How much is personal spending up? 0.4%. Okay, we're spending the raise. Whatever's coming in, it's going out the door, right? Consumer sentiment, University of Michigan consumer sentiment number will be out on Friday. 97 is the expected reading. That's pretty good. That means consumers feel pretty good about what's going on. Okay, folks, that's going to wrap it up for this week's show. Keep in mind, we're in the middle of December. You only have a couple weeks left to do some of these year-end items and planning items before the end of the year to take advantage and help your taxes. Don't forget, too, about capital gains and capital loss selling by year-end. Okay, so you might want to gear up for that the week after Christmas. You have a couple days there. Look at the portfolio. See if you need to realize some capital gains or see if you need to realize some capital losses. So have a nice weekend. Take care. We'll talk to you next week on the Moneyline Show.
And that wraps up the Moneyline Show. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, if you have a question for one of the financial professionals at Dukovich & Associates, call their offices now at 412-281-3119 or toll free at 1-800-400-3119 on the web at DukovichFinancial.com, and one of their professionals will get right back to you. Your question may even be included on next week's edition of the Moneyline Show. Dukovich & Associates specializes in retirement, investment, and estate planning for individuals individuals and business owners. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, member of FINRA and SIPC. Dukovich Financial. They help you with your most important decisions. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Dukovich Financial Services, Inc. is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. The views expressed during the Moneyline Show are not necessarily those of Wish Radio staff or management. It's recommended that you consult with your financial or legal professional before making any financial transactions. The content discussed during the Moneyline Show is designed to help the general public increase their knowledge of financial planning subjects. The information discussed during the Moneyline Show is not intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security referred to here in the program. You should discuss any tax or legal matters with the appropriate professional.